Hello, hello, hello. This is Harrison. You are listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tops Freeform Radio. This is Stranger Waves.
That time.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Stranger Waves in its original time slot, as it was intended. So, I'm happy to be back. I think Anna and I both kind of agreed. The night shows were fun. It was a cool little experiment. I don't foresee that being how the show progresses. I think that we're probably, if everything works out, hopefully I should have the slot back for the rest for next semester as well. I think that doing it at noon is nice, get more viewership, and, force me to be a bit more creative with the set list because I can't just play explicit music. But that was Home at Last by Steely Dan off of Asia, which is just so good. Literally has not fallen out of my rotation at all this year. I would say ever, but that's just not true. I really started getting back into them about a year ago, and then really it hasn't. It's just kind of constantly been going ever since then. So got a fun little set list for y'all today. We got some Parliament, got some Dead, of course. We got some Fishmans, some Captain Beefheart. It's gonna be great. That was Home at Last. And up next we got Flashlight by Parliament. Very excited. Gonna be seeing them in 2 days at House of Blues in Boston. Hoping they're great live. I know George Clinton's pretty old, and I know they aren't really touring super frequently, but happy I'm gonna get to see them nonetheless. But yeah, this is Flashlight. Definitely one of the more popular songs, but also one of my favorites. Very excited to see it live. Enjoy, everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Flashlight by Parliament. I got a lot of text people like that one, so that's good. Yeah, check out more of their stuff. They're great. It's very much all in that similar kind of lane. It's a lot of fun. Super easy listening music. Yeah. Pivoting to something else. I don't know if y'all have been following the NBA at all, but history was made last night in two very crazy ways. So number one, Luka Doncic recorded the first ever 60-point, 20-rebound triple-double in the history of the NBA, which... I don't know if that means a lot to most of you, but if you know anything about basketball, that is an absolutely insane stat line. He's one of two people ever to record a 60-point triple-double. Yeah. And he did it while his team was trailing by 9 with 35 seconds left in the game. And he came back and won. For reference, in the last 20 seasons, teams had gone 0 for 13,884 when down by more than 9 points with 35 seconds left in the game, and he came back and won it. Luka's just absolutely insane. I hate that he's stuck on Dallas, because I think that the Mavericks aren't doing enough to get him actual help. But he is... Oh my God. He's incredible. He's going to be an MVP in the next 2 years easily. If he's not, I don't think he's going to do it this year. But this is a very strong kind of piece of evidence pointing towards that. But yeah, up next, got someone on vinyl. I got something in the mail a little bit ago. Trout Mask Replica by Captain Beefheart and his Magic Band, which if you haven't heard, is really cool. It's also kind of difficult to get into, if I'm being honest. I threw on the first track, which I am now forgetting what it's called. Give me a second. Threw it on yesterday while I was walking around after I landed back in Boston, called Frownland. And it like almost sounds like it's intentionally trying to sound bad, to be honest with you. But then again, it's produced by Frank Zappa, so that's entirely possible. That is the end goal. But yeah, once you get over that hump, I think that it's a very, very cool album. It's got a lot of really interesting ideas, super avant-garde, super boundary pushing, especially for the time. This is one of the, I think, easier songs to get into on the album, called Moonlight on Vermont. And yeah, I'm playing it from the 180-gram pressing that I just received, so it should sound pretty good. Yeah, actually, wait, hold up. All right, so I'm going to get that going, and hope you all enjoy, barring some terrible technical difficulties, which always seem to happen whenever I try to play anything on Wax, so we'll see. All right, this is Moonlight on Vermont by Captain Beefheart and his Magic Band. Enjoy.
breathing. Mrs. Wooden Wellis, little nitty. Even Lifeboard floating with his little pistol showing at his little pistol toting. Well, that goes to show you what a moon can do. The noble bridge from Tuesday to Friday. Everybody's gone, high society. Hope lost his head and got off on alligators. Somebody's leaving peanuts on the cabins for a white elephant. Escape from the zoo with love. Goes to show you what a moon can do. Moonlight on the Mars. Well, it did it for Lifeboy, and it did it to you, and it did it to Zoo, and it can do it for me, and it can do it for you. Moonlight on Vermont. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. Don't give me no affliction. That old time religion. It's good enough for me. It's good enough for you. Well, come out to show them. 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 Give that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. It's good enough for me. Without your new affliction, don't need your new restriction. Give me that old time religion, it's good enough for me. Moonlight on Vermont.
So yeah, that was a Moonlight on Vermont by Captain Beefheart and his Magic Band. It's definitely out there. Then again, like everything Zappa really touched was pretty far out there. But yeah, sorry about the silence at the beginning. I forgot to flip on something on the DJ mix, so it wasn't transmitting sound. Go figure. But yeah, got something, I'm not going to say special for y'all, but I... recently listened to this show and I really liked this particular song, so I thought I'd play it for y'all. This is Sugary from Atlanta, Georgia, May 19th, 1977 at the Fox Theater, which is a somewhat historic dead stop. Some really good shows there. A great one in 74 that they also officially released semi-recently. But yeah, this is from Dick's Picks Volume 29. It's a really good Sugary. It's a bit long. It's 18 minutes to be exact, but highly encourage you to stick around and listen to the whole thing. Jerry's really on peak form here. So yeah, this is Sugary. Enjoy. And then come back, do PSA, and then have a couple more songs, and I'll probably be it because it's going to eat up a good chunk of the time. But I really like it, and I think that you all will too. So it's worth sticking around for. Yeah, Sugary, 1977. Enjoy.
Come here, Leo. just one thing. Please forget you knew my name, my little darling, Sugary. Shake it, shake it, Sugary. Just one thing I
Someday a friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope.
Don't do heroin, kids. That was Sugary from 1977. I love that one so much. It's also just great in the show itself because it's sandwiched by Playing in the Band on either side of it, which is, you know, if you know, you know. If you liked it, go listen to the whole... Go listen to the Fox Theater 77 show. It's great. It's really, really good. They were on a roll in the South at this time, so it's paired with another show shortly after in Lakeland, Florida, that has one of my favorite Casey Jones on it. It's also really, really good. Worth checking out. I'm not going to lie. That ate up less time than I thought it was going to. It's only 10:38. I got two songs left, so I got to do some reworking of the set list real quick. But, we'll keep it moving with some music. Up next, we got Victoria by the Kinks off of Arthur, which, I was reintroduced to this album because one of my friends played this song a couple months ago, and I've been listening to Arthur pretty much nonstop since then. I love this album so much. I think that it's one of my favorite, like, British Invasion, I guess, type albums. It's not really part of the British Invasion because it came after that, but, like, of those bands, this is probably in like the top two or three releases from them. This is Victoria, or Why It Sucks to Be British. Enjoy.
Sex was bad.
That was Victoria by the Kinks. One of my favorite, I guess, little facts about that that song is that a post-punk band covered it, and they basically changed nothing about it, and the song plays perfectly as a post-punk song. It kind of, I don't want to say it created the genre before punk was even a thing, but it kind of did, which I find really funny. It's also just, it's just great. It's really, really good. So up next we got some Can, a little bit of krautrock for the masses. If you guys don't know about krautrock, basically it was this weird little push in the 70s where a lot of German bands were making kind of alternative and avant-garde rock music, and it kind of became known as krautrock, which was originally used as a pejorative, but that's kind of the name that stuck for the genre. And yeah, this band Can in particular, the main guy was trained at like the greatest classical music school in the world, pretty much. Went over to New York in the 70s, saw the Velvet Underground play, and decided, no, I don't want to compose classical music. I want to make rock music. And so he comes back and he starts Can. And yeah, I'm sure you'll hear some of the influence pretty off the bat. But yeah, this is Vitamin C off of Egg Bismati. Check out Tago Mago, Egg Bismati, and Future Days if you like what you hear. They're all really, really good. So yeah, this is Vitamin C. Enjoy. So yeah, that's Can. The drumming is particularly of note. It's called, it's kind of being adopted as like the krautrock drumming. I don't have like the words to really describe it, but King Gizzard uses it a lot and it's great. Yeah, we got a couple more tracks left. I don't have a show after me, so I'm going to go over time a little bit, you know, whatever. You know, just keep it going. But yeah, up next we got Gabrielle by Ween, off of probably, I don't know if it's my least favorite. It's either this or the Cucarachas. That's the worst. Shinola Volume 1. But yeah, I really like this track. I saw this live. It was a lot of fun. But yeah, so we got this, and then we got another live song after this. Not from the Dead, though, from somebody else. So, you know, breaking new ground on Stranger Waves. But yeah, this is Gabrielle by Ween. Enjoy. That was Gabrielle by Ween. I got one track left. I'm going to try to get into it kind of quickly because it's a little long. This is Night Cruising by Fishmans at Akasaka Blitz in 1998. Fishmans are a Japanese jazz rock band, and this was basically their last performance because the lead singer unfortunately died a few days after, I believe, in a car accident. This album's insane. It's got all their best material on it. It's literally just them playing like a greatest hits show, effectively, that ends with Long Season, which is basically one song takes up an entire album, And they perform the whole thing live at the end. It's basically the best performance of anything ever, really. It's really, really special. But yeah, this is another one of my highlights from the show. This is Night Cruising. And yeah, I hope everybody's having a nice holiday season. Had a nice Hanukkah, had a nice Christmas, having a nice Kwanzaa if you celebrate. And yeah, sorry if I sound a little bit stuffy. I'm still kind of getting over a cold, but Stranger Waves is back, baby. Wednesdays at noon for the entire break and then hopefully into the semester. So tune back in. I'm missing Auden already. He might make an appearance at some point. But yeah, I'll be here every week. So keep tuning in and have a nice rest of your day. Stay safe, stay healthy. And yeah, this has been Harrison on 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And I'm going to leave you in the gracious hands of Fishman's. Enjoy.